What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show.
Thanks for joining us today. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, and I am recording live from HR Transform 2024 at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas. In this conversation, we're going to bust some myths about leadership and HR. And joining us today, we have Tony James, who is the CEO of Oyster, hanging out with us.
So, Jim, thank you for having me.
I'm looking forward to this conversation, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting to pick your brain a little bit. But before we dive into the myth-busting segment, why don't you tell the viewers and listeners a little bit of your story, the kind of things that you're involved with, and that'll give us some context for the conversation that we're going to have later.
I'm a serial software entrepreneur, started a company 13 years ago that I took public, was acquired, and then I left this business and I started a mission-driven business called Oyster on a mission to make the world more free and equal by democratizing access to global job opportunities. We are a global employment platform that enables you to hire anyone, anywhere. And we are also a fully remote company. We are 500 people distributed in 70 countries with no offices, which enabled me to live in the island of Cyprus, amazing lifestyle, and lead this amazing company from anywhere.
So I know that we're going to get into some myth busting, but we're going to tackle some other stuff right now, because you just mentioned something that's a hot button issue for me. And that's this idea that in order for you to be a high-performing organization, you have to be on-site. You're somebody that's taken multiple organizations and exited them and grown them and scaled them, and you're doing this one in a completely remote environment. What advice do you have to those CEOs who are hell-bent on forcing all of their employees back into the office under the guise of, we have better culture if we're on-site?
Think about your potential as a leader. Like, you want people to follow you. You want people to feel that you really care about their well-being, about their success. So if you force people to go to the office, they're not going to like it. And they're going to start doubting whether you really care about your people. So it is a challenge for leaders to remain credible by forcing people to go back to the office.
The other interesting aspect about the debate between remote and hybrid and on-site ties really into a lot of the work that Oyster does. And this isn't an Oyster commercial, but when you're talking about democratizing access to jobs, regardless of where you live, remote first makes a whole lot of sense. And the reality of it is that certain CEOs can't have it both ways. You can't, on the one hand, complain about we can't find enough people for our jobs, and on the other hand, say everybody has to work in the office. You're excluding large segments of the population by doing that.
Yes. If you hire only in 20-mile radius from your offices, you're restricting your talent pool to less than 1% of the population. Makes no sense.
Absolutely. So let's bust some myths. What's the HR leadership myth that you think needs to die?
So I think, let's talk about my position. I live in the island of Cyprus. I'm the only employee we have on Cyprus. I can lead a global company, put it from zero to $1 billion of valuation in 3 years. I did that from a remote island in the Mediterranean. So the myth we want to tackle today is that you don't have to be in an urban, dense area and pay extreme property prices and have polluted lifestyle to be successful. You can have the choice. You can choose where you want to live. And that location where you live can be anywhere.
I know that there are people that are going to be watching this and they're going to be like, oh, whatever, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But you're leading a global organization. You've built a highly collaborative environment. How do you do that well in a distributed environment and have it work? Because that's going to be the objection you get from a lot of quote unquote old school CEOs who want butts in seats.
You have to be intentional about three things. One is about building trust. This is a remote culture and built on trust, because you don't see people coming into seats. You have to trust that they're doing their best no matter where they are. You also have to be intentional about how you work together, the tools and the rule, and train people on that, because working remotely is different. You have to default to async. You have to know how to prepare a meeting. You have to know how to engage in with documentation ahead of time. And thirdly, you have to be intentional about how you measure success. Because unlike the office, success is not showing up and being on a desk. Success is about delivering results. So how do you empower people to know what success looks like for them? How do you connect their success with the company results?
And if I'm taking all of that and putting it into a bumper sticker, what I hear from you is this. You need to be intentional about playing to people's strengths and building custom sort of work arrangements and solutions that meet your entire team where they are versus trying to come up with a cookie cutter solution. Great stuff, Tony. Don't mean to put words in your mouth, but that's what I took away from the conversation.
Great.
If people want to continue the conversation with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can find me on LinkedIn.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for hanging out. And we busted some myths. Tune in for more where we'll have another leader joining us and we'll crack another myth on the show.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.